You're such a fucking lady, right?
Hey, ladies. You are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast,
she only really
hosted by Miss Brownstone. Really if you are boys, new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, like bitch. You got to get into some juicy topics.
Why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast. Why you acting like that? You ain't tripping, you been in your bag. Good girl, why you look so bad? And she told me that she make them come fast.
It's giving rich vibes.
Alright, let's cook.
What is it giving? 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 It's giving me hoe. It's giving me slore. It's giving me broke. It's giving me poor. But what is it giving?
Good morning, ladies, or good afternoon, good night, good day, good evening. I don't fucking know, okay? Good whatever time you are listening to it, okay? I hope you are good whenever you are listening to She Knows, okay? So how y'all feeling? I'm feeling great. It is 8 o'clock in the morning and I'm sitting here recording. I don't know if y'all noticed, but I have definitely been more consistent with my content. Can we get a round of applause once I find it? Okay, can we get a round of applause for that? Yes. Okay, bitch, but I gotta give myself my own flowers and clap for myself sometimes, okay? But yeah, I have been consistent. I'm definitely trying, y'all. Woo, so make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend that she's back. But tell your friends to hit the follow button. The last episode we did was the hot girl armor. Well, the last episode we did was be a fucking lady, okay? Because be a fucking lady, all right, bitch. Make sure you say it like that. Be a fucking lady, all right, bitch. But yeah, the last episode we did was be a fucking lady part one. Today is going to be a fucking lady part two. But I wanted to address the hot girl armor episode. If y'all didn't catch it, go listen to that. It's gonna be either $4.99. Yeah, I think it's $4.99 now. It was free for a week, but now it's $4.99. And I wanted to address that by letting y'all know that the ebooks are back. My website is back up. So make sure you go ahead and cop your Make Me Over digital journal with all the activities and questions and just things in there. Okay, I put some good shit in there, gems in there to help you boost up your confidence, your self-esteem, same shit. All right. Help you increase your femininity and just everything you need to just make you over from the inside out, bitch. Okay. And then volume two will be coming out soon. It'll probably be up on my birthday and I'm gonna do like a little birthday sale or whatever, but volume two will be out soon. What else is on there? We have the She Knows affirmations is on there. 365 days of affirmations to increase your what? Confidence and femininity. Of course, that's what we talk about over here, mainly confidence. We do dip and dab into femininity too, but we do talk about confidence, femininity, and hypergamy, okay? And we tell some good ass bomb ass stories, okay? If this is your first time listening to She Knows, my name is Brownstone and welcome to the family, ho. So today, let's get into some things, shall we? So like I said, today's episode is Be a Fucking Lady Part 2. Now, in part 1, we talked about how a lot of y'all, okay, a lot of women are single because of their stank-ass attitude. And we were talking about how when you are a lady, honey, you don't be so rude, stank, nasty, obnoxious to people. You know how to treat people. And we also talked about how if you want to know if a person is wicked, if you want to know if a person will treat you fucked up, watch how they treat people who are so-called financially, economically, even sometimes physically beneath them. I know you're like, how could they physically be beneath them? People who are like in a wheelchair, you know what I'm saying? If you see somebody treating a crippled person fucked up, trust and believe that bitch heart is fucked up. If you see somebody treating an animal or a baby fucked up, trust and believe that bitch heart is fucked up. And that's just not what you think of when you think of a lady. You know what I mean? Like, you don't think that a lady would just be rude, snobbish, fighting all the time, twerking all the time, just attitude horrible, okay? We really got into the attitude with part one because everybody wants to be a baddie. And what they combine with a baddie is a BBL, 30 inches of weave, a middle part bust down, and a stink-ass fucking attitude and popping pussy on a handstand everywhere you go. And that's just unacceptable. And it's not cute. It's really giving tacky. I'm just being honest with you. It's giving tacky, okay? What is it giving? It's giving me poor. It's giving me hoe, okay? I love Lady London. Shout out to her. She's definitely a Jersey girl, okay? She's from East Orange, so you know. Y'all know I'm big on my Jersey people. But yeah, so that's what we talked about in part one. If you haven't heard that, go over and listen to it, okay? But in part two, we are going to talk a little bit more in depth on how women are showing up in the world and how a lady is supposed to present herself. And I know you're probably sick and tired of me touching on the way you dress, the way you act, the way you conduct yourself in public, you know, having class, but it seems like it's going over motherfuckers' heads. And I know that it's just my page, so I can do but so much to spread the message. But if I have to keep regurgitating this and keep touching on it, motherfucker, I will, okay? I will, because guess what? It might be someone new coming on today and hears this and says, you know what? This bitch over the microphone is right, and let me get my shit together. Now, I know a lot of people like to say, oh, a lady doesn't curse. Well, bitch, welcome to She Knows. I cuss, all right? But it's for entertainment purposes only. I'm not just out here in the world just blah, 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 blah. Every fucking sentence is a cuss, okay? But when I'm on the mic, okay, when I'm rocking the mic, period, no Lil' Kim. When I'm rocking the mic, I try to be entertaining because I don't want you to fall asleep. I try to be relatable, and I use it like I'm talking to my homegirls. When my homegirls are on the phone, honey, this is how we talk. If you don't like it, exit stage left. Period, point blank. All right? Okay. Hello. How you doing? Okay. Hello, motherfucker. Hey, hi. How you doing? All right. So anyways, I wanted to touch on that. I wanted to touch on just how you conduct yourself in public. And I know y'all are sick and tired of hearing me talk about it, because guess what? Sometimes I get sick and tired of hearing me talk about it too. But we're going to keep talking about it. So if y'all haven't noticed, recently Megan Thee Stallion and Glorilla dropped a song called Wannabe. And I like the song. I'm not going to lie. And I definitely bought my tickets to go see Megan, because it's definitely going to be a hot girl summer for me. And not a hot girl summer in the way that they think that a hot girl summer is, because it don't have to be that way. My hot girl summer does not contain me being half naked and twerking all over.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Plays and fucking on random men. That's not my hot girl summer. But just, you know, being outside, and not outside as in fucking, everything moving, and being a slore, a hoe, or a slut, okay? Outside as in, you know, going on trips, booking concerts, doing what makes me happy, going to brunch, you know, just experiencing life, networking, meeting people, just put myself out there a little bit more. Not being in this house outside, yeah, I'm gonna have a hot girl summer, okay? Because I'm a hot girl, period. Period, point blank. Okay, so Megan Thee Stallion and Glorilla dropped a song called Wannabe. Next thing you know, Megan took it upon herself on Beyonce's internet, okay, to post a challenge. And as always, I don't know if y'all noticed, but the challenges are always the same. Ass twerking, okay? Popping pussy on the hand, staying ass everywhere. Who could twerk the best? Whatever. And we never see winners for this challenge. It's just like, I don't know what y'all doing it for. But, okay. So she pops. So she drops this challenge. And women starts to come out the woodwork like, oh, challenge accepted, challenge accepted. And it's like, y'all just looking for a reason to show y'all ass. There's women in coochie cutters, thongs, bikinis. I got the hiccups. Boy shorts, just twerking. Now, if you had a sundress on and was twerking, maybe I'd be like, maybe she got a little class and she just wanted to just participate. But I'm telling you, y'all put on the most raunchiest shit to pop your pussy on Beyonce's internet. And I just want to know, like, why? Like, for why? You ever heard a kid say that? For why? But, like, no, for real, I want to know why. Like, what are you getting out of this? Because I never see anybody get cash. I never seen her say, oh, you won. You know what I mean? And all the challenges are the same. Y'all just had a pop your pussy on the ceiling challenge. What is it called? A ceiling challenge where you tape your phone to the ceiling and y'all was twerking. Y'all just had that. Then y'all did the money bag yo bussing challenge, which you was twerking and all over the place too. I mean, is you looking for a reason to shake your ass, bitch? Like, I just want to know. Like, we don't have a challenge like who could read the most books. Challenge on, you know, like a whole bunch of things. Cooking challenge, you know, something with talent, because black women are so talented. I don't know. And I'm not just speaking for black women, because I've been seeing some white girls do it too. Okay, yes, bitch. You in trouble too, bitch. Okay. I just want to know, like, what are you doing with it? Because at this point, it's giving tacky, it's giving attention seeking, it's giving low self-esteem. I know that y'all think that shaking your ass and showing your body means you have high self-esteem, but it really don't. It don't. We're going to get into that too. Matter of fact, let's talk about it. Okay, let's talk about it. It don't. Just because, and I hear women say this all the time. Oh, I love myself and I love my body and I'm confident. That's why I go outside with a bra on and a two-piece. And that's why I be twerking and da-da-da. And that's why I be half naked on the internet, because I'm a model and I love myself. And I think that a goddess should show her body. Oh, bitch, shut the fuck up. That's not confidence. Because when you're really confident in what you got and you know that you are that bitch and you look at yourself like a queen, a goddess, a lady, you know that everybody can get access. Everybody can't see this. Bitch, this shit is exclusive, ho. It means that I captivate a room without having to have on a thong and a bra, without having to be half naked. I don't have to do too much. I just do a motherfucking enough, okay? Remember in the damn poem, rest in peace, Maya Angelou, when she said a phenomenal woman, she said, I don't have to stomp about and talk real loud to get attention, okay? She said, when I walk in a room, bitch, hello, that's what she said. Read the poem again, all right? So it's not giving confidence. It's giving low self-esteem. It's giving, I don't think I'm pretty. My face card is not enough. So I have to show this ass. I don't think that when I open my mouth, I articulate myself enough that someone can really sit down and have a conversation with me. Ooh, even better, it gives that I don't know how to have a conversation, or I don't have nothing to bring to the table, not just in relationships, but in friendships, just in general. When someone speaks to me, I don't have anything to bring to the table but this ass and these motherfucking titties. So in every picture, I'm going to show my ass. In every picture, I'm going to show my titties. In every picture, this is what I'm going to do. And in every video, I'm going to twerk. Have you ever noticed that a woman could be out, and I notice this shit, and this shit pisses me the fuck off. And I'm going to really tell you why. I think I'm touching on a little bit. Besides this giving tacky, we're going to also really touch and deep dive in on why it really irritates Miss Brownstone so and makes my ass itch. Okay? You ever notice that I will see a woman pretty. They went out to eat. Her friend is recording her. They're out. They could be walking down the street, just left a nice restaurant. Her friends record her. Oh, Kim, come on. I got the camera. Hey, Kim, say what's up. Say hi, Kim. And Kim turns around and just starts twerking. Not a, oh, hey, lady. I'm blowing a kiss to the camera. Kim just starts twerking. Kim is at motherfucking Felipe Chow. Kim is at Sexy Fish. Kim is at Eddie V Seafood. And she is twerking. Kim, have mercy on your soul, Kim. Where's your class? You know, like, what the fuck, bitch? And Kim just starts working. So I be like, Kim couldn't wave to the camera. Kim don't think her face is pretty. Like, where's Kim's self-esteem that she think the only best ass that she got is that ass? And it irritates me because I don't think y'all know this. Or maybe y'all, yeah, I don't think y'all know this, but back in the day, black women, I don't know why God blessed us with all this ass. Okay, now I'm little, so I ain't got that much ass. But, you know, it sits up or whatever, okay? But just in general, most of us black women, we have a lot of ass, okay? I don't know why God blessed us with all this ass. I like to say that he blessed us with all this ass and thick thighs save lives because, you know, we came from Africa. A lot of us came from islands too. We came from Africa and they took us to America, right? We know that. We ain't gonna get too in-depth in that because that's a conversation for a different day. But maybe when we was in Africa, God gave us these big asses and these thick thighs to hold all the juices in because he didn't want our pussy to dry out from the heat in Africa. I don't know. That's my myth, okay, bitch? So that's why we got all this ass and all these titties, because we had to preserve all the goodness and and our cookie, okay? Because who wants a dry, stale cookie? You know what I'm saying? So maybe that's why we got all this ass and all these thighs, because he wanted us to hold that bitch in because he didn't want the heat to dry it out, okay? That's my myth that I came up with, okay? Hey, okay? And I believe that white women, you know, a lot of y'all came from the cold places. So that's why y'all got big ass titties, because God wanted to keep your heart warm, bitch. That's what I was thinking. Hey, okay, conversation for a different day. Y'all know I'm crazy. Y'all know I'm crazy, bitch. Hello, welcome to She Knows. My name is Miss Brownstone. I am your host, okay? Make sure you hit that follow button. Welcome to the family, all right? But yeah, that's what I like to think, okay? But like I said, I don't know if you noticed, back in the day when we came from Africa and it came up, brought us over to America, the white man was so fascinated with our ass, okay? People in America, they could not believe that black women had all this booty. And like I said, it was to keep the cookie moist, okay? They didn't believe it. So there were black women who were put in museums. Google the shit, bitch. They put them in museums. It was this one black woman who had the biggest ass ever. They put them in museums and they was putting cups on top of her butt, like sitting babies on her butt, like just making jokes like, oh my God, look at her ass, you know, and had her in a museum like she was some type of fucking animal in the zoo. Okay, like she was a clown in a circus, like she was just up there like, oh my God, look at that, like, you know what I mean? You know, like, just, I can't explain what I'm trying to say, but it was just like, what the fuck? Like, it was fascinated with our ass so much that they captured us and put us in a fucking museum as if we was some freak show. Okay, so this is why I get irritated when I see the twerking, because it's like you're making it once again like a freak show. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to show this crazy shit, the shit that y'all do with y'all asses. Y'all should have been the bitches in the fucking museums, okay? Y'all putting glasses in between your booty cheeks and pouring liquor out. Y'all putting motherfucking fire sticks in y'all ass. Y'all sitting cups on your ass. Y'all twerking off of trees, twerking on a handstand. It's like, damn, do you want to be in a freak show? It's like, why do y'all not think to cover that shit the fuck up and don't put it out there for everybody to fucking see? Because at the end of the day, that's exactly how they did us. But yeah, it's like, that's what y'all giving. It's like, y'all want to be in a museum and y'all giving a freak show. I just wish that y'all would understand, like, some things ain't for everybody. And it does not give class. It doesn't give lady. It gives tacky. It really gives tacky. And you know, back in the day when people used to say, be a lady, it's like they wanted us to shut the fuck up and not say anything. And that's why in the 90s, when, you know, I don't remember her name, but remember if y'all are real She Knows fan, my podcast starts off by saying, she's such a fucking lady, because they used to say that women couldn't say certain things. You know, we had to put a muzzle.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On ourselves, we had to be quiet, and that was considered ladylike. So in the 90s, we rebelled against that shit. Like, no, we could say what the fuck we want to say. We could speak up. We have a voice, you know? So that's why a lot of people was like, oh, what you mean, be a lady? You know what I mean? Like, we felt like being a lady back then was to shut up and let men degrade us. But now, when I'm saying be a lady, I'm not saying for you to shut up and let men degrade you. I'm saying, yes, you have a voice, but I'm saying the things that make a woman, you need to preserve that shit. It ain't for everybody. And when you are out here just displaying it like it's motherfucking free cheese for everybody out here to see, it gives tacky. It gives no self-worth. It doesn't leave a mystery to you. You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things that I just felt like, when we are talking about this generation and just with things that we see, women, y'all going out sad, okay? Sad. S-A-D. Sad, okay? I know I have an accent. I had to make sure y'all understand I'm saying sad and not outside, okay? Because I know my accent be fucked up. or sad or sad, because I know I have a bad accent. But yeah, y'all going out sad. And it's not cute anymore. And I don't remember when it ever was fucking cute, to be honest with you. I hate that on my timeline, all I see is ass and titties. Ass and titties. She got ass and titties. It's just like, bitch. You know? And it's like, do you think that make you what? Like, what do y'all have in mind when y'all do this? Like, what do y'all be expecting to get? Because half of y'all get used and abused. Half of y'all can't keep a man for shit. Conversation for a different day. But I just be wondering. That's all. I just be wondering. That's it. But anyways, moving on. So besides y'all shaking y'all ass and popping pussy on a handstand, that I think is unladylike, because like I said, a lady doesn't show everything to her. A lady can walk in a room fully clothed. Fully clothed and command attention. Let me tell you. I want to touch on we're going to move past the twerking. We're going to touch on the half naked, because I know y'all sick of tired hearing that, but don't worry, we're going to get some new things in here, okay? But I want to touch on the half naked because I know that it has to be attention seeking. It has to be attention seeking. And I feel like I said, a lady just knows that her presence just captivates a room. You know, like, we are the chandelier. We stand out, okay? I am the statement piece in every motherfucking room. But I'm going to touch on the half naked shit and how I think that it has a lot to do with your self-esteem. Because I remember back in the day when I used to go out dressing in booty shorts and crop tops or whatever. Like, I had a phase. I had a phase where I would dress like Lil Bow Wow, okay? Lil Bow Wow. You just don't know. The way you move so fast across the floor. I mean, you run through my mind like all the time, to the point that I just want to take you home. What do you say? Come on. Yes, I'm a millennial. The fuck you talking about? Where I went through a phase where I dressed like Lil Bow Wow. I talked about that. And then I went through another phase where I was half naked. And then I'm at my phase now where I'm like, nah, bitch, I'm going to put the dresses on and I want to be a stepper, heavy on the stepping part. You know what I'm saying? Like, classy, heels, giving, bitch, cunt, okay? I'm in that phase now. But when I was in my era where I dressed half naked, my Bow Wow era was because I just was being lazy. I was trying to get to work. I didn't really have the time to be doing makeup and all this shit. I was just like, I got to get to where I'm going, okay? When I got to my half-naked era, it was really because I realized that the girls that was getting attention was the big booty hoes, okay? Big booty hoes, get with it. I want to rock, okay? They was getting the attention, and I wasn't getting the attention. So I was like, fuck it. If I'm going to go to a dance hall party, if I'm going to go to a party or whatever, if I'm just going out, I would walk down the street like this. I want to be able to pull the boys, okay? I want to, my milkshake brings up the boys to the yard, okay? I want to be able to pull the guys. So I would have my booty shorts on because that's how everybody was dressing. I would have my booty shorts on. I had my little my Jordan boots or whatever, my Jordan sneakers. Or I would have some riding boots or whatever. You know, I would have my crop top on because that was my way of trying to get attention. You get what I'm saying? Because I wasn't getting it from the boys. So I was like, fuck it. All right. But that still went back to me having low self-esteem. And I know some of y'all hard-headed, bald-headed ass bitches going to be listening to this and say, Ms. Brown, so speak for yourself. That's because you have so low self-esteem. That doesn't mean I had low self-esteem because I'm dressing like this. Bitch. Mm-hmm. Go see a therapist, bitch. It does. But yeah, go sit on someone's couch, ho, and they'll tell you that I'm not crazy. But anyways, yeah, I was doing these things because I wanted the attention. That's because I had the low self-esteem, because I didn't think that when I went outside cover that they would still look at me. I thought I was doing something wrong. So, you know, when in Rome, do what Romans do, bitch, okay? You know, I just felt like I wasn't all that. I had to show a little bit more to captivate, okay? So, yeah, I went through that era. Now, when I started working at Tilt the Kilt, and I don't know if y'all know what Tilt the Kilt is, but y'all can look it up. It's a pub. We wear, like, crop top bras and kilts. I would say mini skirts. And we had little heels with thigh-high socks that we used to wear, okay? I was cute, though, bitch. Play with it, okay? When I started working at Tilt the Kilt, and guaranteed that was my uniform to work there. And I know I wasn't a stripper, bitch. I served burgers and fries, okay? And fish and sticks, okay? but yeah, fish and chips. I said fish and sticks. Fish and chips, okay? When I worked at Tilt the Kilt, and they opened up a Tilt the Kilt in the hood, bitch. I ain't gonna say in the hood, because Bloomfield was not the hood, but people from the hood was going out there because they was like, oh shit, it's like strippers showing you food. You know how black people do. So when I would walk in there and I was working, I learned that I captivated the room, yes, because I was cute. I always been cute, honey. All face card, never declined, okay? I was always cute. But what I realized was I had the cute face, and then I was also showing more body. So I was getting most of the attention. But the attention I was getting wasn't the right attention. The men used to treat me like I was a piece of meat, okay? Even one time I had a guy grab my ass, okay, when I was working. And it didn't end well for him, let's just say, because everybody loves Miss Brownstone. So we just gonna say the nigga got his ass beat in the parking lot. But, I guess he won't grab another bitch ass again, honey. Unless he in a strip club, he'll know better. He'll know better, all right? But yeah, I realized that the attention that I was getting was just like not the good attention that I wanted. So that's when I was like, okay, I don't want to dress like this anymore. Like, I would only dress like that when I was at work because I was getting paid. But when I was outside, like regular, like Miss Brownstone, I'm Vicky now. No, I didn't dress like that because I knew that it gave the wrong attention. Okay, so I just wanted to talk about that half naked part. Now, what else I wanted to get into about being a lady. Have you not noticed? Let me go to my notes. It's this lady. I don't want to say lady, but it's this woman, this little girl, I guess you could say. She is recording content on YouTube. And I know you're like, okay, Miss Brown, so everybody records content on YouTube. But she's recording content on YouTube where basically she interviews dudes. Like, she walks up to random men. I'm trying to find... to make sure I'm on track, okay? Because now I want to get into the content. I want to get into YouTube content and how it's degrading women and how, yeah, like I said, it's not showing y'all how to be a lady, and the shit that y'all participate in is just fucking tacky, okay? tacky, classy, tasteless, poor, whore, slut, okay? It's giving that, okay? But yeah, it's this lady on YouTube, okay? And she goes around and she literally like interviews, I don't want to say interview, but she walks up to random men on the street. Like, she's on the street, okay? Like the streets, bitch, not the sidewalk, bitch. She's on the streets, ho, like a prostitute. All right. She's on the streets and she's walking up to men, and most of them are black. Majority of them have been black. And she just did King Sid. But yeah, she walks up to black men. And like I said, majority of them, maybe it's just where she's at, I don't know. But she walks up to them with her camera and her mic and she says, what do you think is a good size to have sex? Like, what do you think is a good size to really, like, give it to a girl? And dudes are like, oh, it's not about the size. It's the motion in the ocean. Da, 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 blah, blah, blah. So after they answer that question, she goes, can I feel it? Like, can I touch a dick? Like, straight like that. Like, yo, can I feel it? It's probably like the what's the word I'm looking for? It's probably like the modest way to say it. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's probably the cleanest way, wholesome way that she said it. You get what I'm saying? But she be on shit like, let me touch your dick, okay? Like how that little white baby was, like, let me touch that dog. Let me touch that dog. And it wasn't a dog, bitch. But yeah, that's how she be with these niggas. Like, it's giving thirst. It's giving thirsty. She's like, well, let me touch it. Can I touch it? And some men are letting her touch their dicks. And some men are like, oh, what the fuck, bitch? Like, hold up. Nah, bitch. So she's just walking around grabbing niggas' dicks on camera. And then after she grabs a dick, they be like, oh, he bitch, he big, oh, he small, or I see, it's giving a 7, it's giving an 8. Like, the fact that you could grab a dick and just know what length it is, and you just out here grabbing random dicks as a woman, it's just tacky. It's nothing about it is ladylike. And I'm just like, when is a man gonna check this bitch? You get what I'm saying? Imagine if a man just went around asking, what you think, what kind of pussy you think is good in sex, or how do you think you please a man in sex, and y'all give all these examples, or y'all say all this stuff, and then he say, oh, so you say your pussy wet, and you like, yeah, and then he be like, can I touch it, and he just grab your pussy, or he asks to touch your pussy, y'all will be filing a motherfucking police report, so it's like, it's sexual harassment when a man do it, but you just out here grabbing dicks, and you think it's cute, and it's not cute, it's so fucking tasteless. Like, try being a lady, please. She's never gonna get a man, because I don't know what man in their right mind would want to be with a woman that's out here grabbing random fucking dicks. What the fuck? Like, yo, so that content is blowing up. Like, her page is blown. I know she get a check from it, but it's just like, the black side of YouTube is just crazy to me, and the shit that y'all doing for content is just crazy to me. And I want to know if your mama dropped you on your head as a kid. I really want to know, because it's just So it was one video I seen where she went to go grab a dude dick. When she asked and she went to go do it, he didn't say yes. He was like, what? Like, he reacted like, what the fuck? And everybody in the comments like, oh, his dick must be little. He must be gay. Da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, what? Maybe he had some respect for himself, as you should be having some motherfucking respect for yourself, bitch. Like, men are programmed to look at women in a certain way. Like, and when I'm saying women and ladies, this is what I mean. Men are programmed to look at women and ladies in a certain way. Men are programmed to look at hoes, bitches, and sluts in a certain way. Okay? That means if you show up like a hoe, he gonna treat you like a hoe. If you show up as a lady, he gonna treat you like a lady, okay? That's just what it is. So when this man comes in contact with a woman, because first glance, he gonna think you a woman till you do some weird shit, or do some hoe shit, or do some trifling shit, or just behave in just some crazy ass manner, okay? So when first glance, he's gonna think you're a woman, you're a lady. I have to have some respect for this girl, right? So his first reaction to her grabbing a dick, trying to grab his dick, was like, oh my god, what the fuck, bitch? Like, you feel me? Like, oh my god, tasteless, classless. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's how he's looking at her. Just like when women push up on men, and we gonna get into that, they're always gonna look at you like something must be wrong with you, because they're not used to that. They're not used to women or ladies, because like I said, first glance is what they're gonna think you are. They're not used to women or ladies pursuing men, coming on to men, being masculine, being a, they're not used to that. It throws them off. It's unheard of. So he was looking at her like, oh, ew, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's a lot of men, when women come on to them, like, and I'm not talking about, oh, you're very handsome and walking away. I'm not talking about the giggly, you know, twirling the hair, trying to get his attention, you know, little things we used to do. I'm not talking about the smiling at him and trying to catch eye contact, trying to hit on a man. I'm talking about ordering him a drink, walking over to him and saying, what's up with you? Can I get your number? Type shit. Men look at those type of women like, ew, something has to be wrong. I'm telling you, something has to be wrong, because everybody knows people are going through, yo, men will lie still and kill for some pussy. Men will do anything for some pussy. So a woman should not have to ever chase a man or try to pursue a man. He gonna be like, is something wrong with her pussy? Why she, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And that's especially if you come on like, oh, I'm trying to fuck. You feel me? Point me to the sluts I'm trying to, and they gonna be like, I'm not touching her. She probably got STD. Why she so willy-nilly with her shit? Her shit can't be good. Like, this is how niggas is gonna look at you. And if I'm lying, ask somebody. Ask somebody. Okay? And if he do hit it, because maybe he just ain't been getting under wild. Because a woman could go down the street and like a crackhead, somebody gonna try to talk to her. Maybe he ain't getting under wild. If he do hit it, he gonna strap that bitch up. He gonna hit it and he ain't never gonna fuck with you again. I could promise you that. Because he gonna be like, ew, tasteless. Like, you can never be my woman. Anybody can fuck you. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is how niggas is looking. All right? But yeah, so I just thought like, damn, that's the content that's out here. Now let's move on. That's the content that make you look like, what the fuck? This is what's going out here in the world, okay? Don't be walking around here grabbing random dicks, bitch. It's not ladylike, okay? Be a fucking lady. Next that I noticed with the content, I don't know if y'all noticed this, but they have this new content out and I don't understand why y'all even going. I had got invited to a couple and I said, bitch, I'd be damned, because it gives pick me energy and it just, I don't know. It's just not, it's like I said, it's just not ladylike. Okay. I'm a lady. She's such a fucking lady. Okay. Yes, I am. It's this content out called Smash a Pass. Child, we're going to talk about Smash a Pass and we're going to talk about 20 versus 1. Irk my nerves, okay? Irk it. It's fucking Aggie. Throw the content away. There are women lining up. There are women lining up for a man to go down the aisle. And it's probably like 20 women, maybe 15 minimum. Go down the aisle and say whether they'll smash or pass this woman. And these women put on their Sunday best. And half of them put on their best stripper outfit, because what the fuck, okay? Child, and half of y'all be wearing the same fucking outfits. Ever since, what's her name? Jada Waiter, Ari, and who else? young Miami put on that what is it called? It's like this. I give it to strippers. This is the outfits that I sell to strippers. Y'all know I sell stripper outfits. It's this long like onesie type of thing, right? Or jumpsuit, you want to call it. And it has holes through it. It come in different colors, like pink, black, whatever. Ever since y'all seen them in that shit that's supposed to be worn at a strip club when you're dancing, but these bitches are wearing it outside, y'all been wearing the shit out of them outfits. And it's like, I don't get it. But anyways, coming to the day, these women got on outfits like that. They got on bra and panties. They got their ass half out. I don't know what this new thing that y'all wearing, but y'all wear shorts or jeans and y'all roll them where it's like right, like, under the booty crack, and you have a thong, and you rise the thong up to your hip, so the thong pops. You know what I'm talking about, right? So the thong shows, and your pants start a little bit low. It's like now women are sagging. That's the new sagging. Y'all are sagging and showing y'all thong, and the thongs are always some bright ass color or like red or something to match y'all lipstick. It's just so, like what? Who raised y'all bitches? But conversation for a different day. It's tacky. It's tacky, it's classless, and it's not ladylike. I don't know why y'all think it's ladylike, but okay. I'm telling you, if you try being a lady, you'll get further in life. But anyways, back to the content at hand. There's about 20 maximum women, 15 minimum, lining up to do smash the pass. A man is usually one man going down the aisle, and he's like, oh yeah, I smash her. Oh no, I pass, or whatever. And these women get excited when these men say, oh, I smash her. They're like, yeah, I bet you would. Like, they take that as a compliment. Like, they a bad bitch. And, you know, when I was growing up, and I'm still like this, and this is why I couldn't participate in that. I got invited to a couple smash pass. I'm like, bitch, I will never. You will never on God's green earth or at the cracker. Your motherfucking ass catch me. Ever on Beyonce's internet or just even in person, lining up for a nigga to say they'll smash or pass me. Because when you say you will smash me, I don't even take that as a compliment. Ooh, yes. I don't know about y'all bitches, but I don't take that as a compliment. If I'm in a line and a motherfucker walk up to me and say, oh, I smash or she get this dick, I am insulted. Because, sir, what makes you think you can even fuck me? What makes you think you even get the opportunity to even sniff this, bitch? Like, I'm exclusive. What makes you think I'll even let you? Like, what, bitch? Huh? Who? What? Huh? You would do what? Nigga, what? Who said I'll let you? Fuck wrong with you, motherfucker? Like, and then you just think it's just that easy? I smash her. You think it's just that easy, bitch? What the fuck wrong with you? Yo, I will turn into a whole, like, I'm telling you, if I ever, it'll be a whole scene. So you would never catch me. Even when I was younger and I used to hear men say, oh yeah, if he could get this dick, I used to be like, what dick? Who dick? Who said I'll fuck with you? Nigga, don't flatter yourself. The fuck wrong with you? You could never touch me. Because that's the whole point of being a woman. Like, it's like, I'm exclusive. Like, you could, like, what makes you think, like, hello, motherfucker, what? You think, you feel me? But these women are in a line. And men are like, oh, I'll smash her. Or I pass. And when they say they'll smash, these women like, yeah, I'll smash you too. And it's just like, that's all y'all think about is sex. And you willing to give it for free. What the fuck is going on in this world? I'm confused. I'm so confused. Like, for real. I wish you could see me right now. I'm confused, bitch. I'm confused. What the fuck going on in this motherfucker? But yeah, it's crazy, y'all. Like, my mind is poof blown, okay? And then when they say they'll pass, the women are like, why are you ugly anyway? Look at your Jordans and da-da-da. And they feel insulted. And it's just like, and then let's talk about the men that are even walking down the aisle to even judge these women to say if they're fucking out. These little ass boys, I don't understand it. Like, y'all, what y'all be finding attractive? It's so disgusting. Like, it's nothing cute. And this is just me. I never in my life, like, I would honestly say, sorry, y'all, I had to tighten my mic. I can honestly say it's only one man, actually two dudes that I seen ever in my life that dressed like this that I thought was attractive. And I'm gonna tell you who they are. But the idea of, I don't.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th. And it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose.
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I don't like men that wear big chains. I get it. You a rapper. Cool if it the look. But I'm just not like the big chains. Like, if you're not a rapper, if it's not something in entertainment industry, it's just you as a regular guy. I don't know who the fuck you are. And you got on a big chain saying Zoe Life or big chain saying some shit. I don't fucking know. Or the chain, you know, the chain with the circle and it got a person in it with the wings and shit. It's just not. If it's not on brand for you, I'm just thinking you broke. I don't like the big chains. I don't like the ripped up jeans. I don't like the sneakers. I don't like the motherfucking jogger set. I'm just not a fan of it. I like my man in a button up, khaki pants. Like, you know, I like the college boy look. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to explain it, but it just turned me off. Now, so when I see these men lining up to judge these women, I'm like, y'all think that's cute? They're broke. They Gucci from head to toe. They're broke. You letting a broke man say whether he'll smash it past you, and then you getting upset if he say he'll pass you. You should be flattered. Yes, pass me. Mm-hmm. Because you could never get this pussy, nigga. The fuck? Because you could never. You should be happy you're even breathing the same air as me right now. The fuck is wrong with you? But the fact that you even lined up is just beyond me, okay? That's in Jesus' hands. It's above. Because I can't handle that. Mm-mm. I got nothing to say. But yeah, I just don't find attractive. Now, the 2 men that I think is fine as fuck, and they dress like that, and I understand that they're young. They're my age. They're around my age, I'll say. But they also, it fits their brand and what they do. First would be, you know, and I don't even want to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. First guy on my list of young dudes I think is so fine that dress like that is Your Rage. I don't know if y'all know who Your Rage is, but he's a streamer. He hang out with Kai and him. And he does a lot with like rap people and stuff like that too. Your Rage is fucking fine. That man, look him up, y'all. Your, and then Rage, R-A-G-E. Look him up. That man is fine. Don't slip and slide in my man DMs, bitch, because I put the paws on you, period. That's my young man. Okay, y'all know my first man is 50, and Joey Badass, I love him. But if I had to date in my age range, what? Well, Joey Badass is in my age range, too. But if I had to date, like, a younger type of dude, Your Rage, he could get it. That's bae. That is bae. Look him up. He is fine. You know he Haitian. You know I love me some Haitian man. Okay, Your Rage, if you listening, sake fe, okay? Sake fe, baby. You're fine. What's up? What's good with it, okay? What's good, okay? Had your ass in this house talking about some cherry, okay, bitch? Don't play with me. But anyways, he's fine. And then the other one we all know, Duke Dennis. I think Duke Dennis is fine as hell. And they run in the same circle, but Duke Dennis is fucking fine. That man is fine. He is, well, he just turned 30. But that man could get it, okay? He could get it. And even though he dressed the way he dressed, I think I wouldn't even say he dressed like a young dude, but he does fit in kind of sort of the young category with the chains and shit like that. But it matches his brand, okay? He's also a streamer too, but it matches his brand. So, hey, kudos to them young men out here getting the bag. But yes, Your Rage, holla at me. Your Rage, holla at me. Okay, Your Rage was good. But anyways, but yeah, I just think that content is just crazy. Like, you signing up to be smashed to pet. It's just, the fact that you would even, like, degrade yourself like that is just so unladylike. It's just crazy to me. Like I said, ladies are supposed to be, like, beautiful butterflies that everybody see, want to catch, but just can't. You get what I'm saying? Like, okay, next content that I don't like, 20 versus 1. It gives pick me. It gives desperate. I just don't get it. And I know y'all, the women that are signing up for these things, they're not realizing that what they're doing because they're looking at it as it's content. It gets to go on my page. It adds to my Instagram. I'm networking, whatever. But you really have to be careful with how you present yourself and the type of shit that you entertain. I'm just saying. It be the things that you don't think is important or is degrading that you're setting yourself up for your future like this. Like, the fact that you are okay with lining up with 20 women for one man and competing with these women, and a man just looking at you saying, nope, you not it, next, exit stage left. Like, it's just crazy to me. Like, I don't know. And it just shows, like, I get it just for content, but when you start to do that shit, you set yourself up in a bad way for life, because you set yourself up to compete with other women and you don't even realize it because you're thinking that this shit is normal. You got to be careful what you entertain. That's why I don't watch. I watched Love After Lockup that one time with Monique on it, and I never watched that shit again because I don't want that to be my life. I don't want me dating a nigga that just got out of jail. I'm sorry. And I don't want me lining up for Lil Boosie or Bow Wow or whoever the fuck. Okay, to be going down the line talking about some, yeah, she win, or da, da, da. And then at the end, they never really pick a girl. So it's like, what be the point of this? They never pick a girl. They always be on some shit like, well, it's 4 girls left. Can I have all y'all? And y'all be just be like, yeah, I have all y'all. I have you. We can share you. And it just be like, damn. Where's the respect for yourself, mama? Oh my God. Where's the confidence, mama? Where's the self-worth, mama? It must be 6 feet under next to your granny, because ain't no way, ho. Ain't no motherfucking way, ho. Okay? Ain't no way. Next, I'm trying to move past this very quickly. I think the last thing I got, because we touched on, let's go down the list. We got Half Naked, lining up for men to say they'll smash a passion. We talked about that. Pushing up on men. We talked about that. Y'all be like, wow, fuck you. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. The tackiness. Women be sending drinks and all. I be like, oh my God. So unladylike. The fuck. We talked about grabbing dicks on camera. We talked about twerking. And then y'all be okay. If you in the club, let's talk about this part about the twerking. If you are in a nightclub, bitch, twerk. If you are in a nightclub, twerk. If you are in a lounge, hookah lounge, and people are dancing, it's like a, you know, hookah lounge, you have a dance little area, whatever. Twerk, pop pussy on a handstand, have your motherfucking fun. I don't give a fuck. Those are environments where you're supposed to do things like that. But when you are at Little Caesars, you should not be twerking. And I know you like Little Caesars being a hood, you could probably get the twerk off. No, don't twerk. It's tacky. And you ain't supposed to be doing that. If you are at Sexy Fish, you ain't supposed to be twerking. Okay, if you are at a 5-star restaurant, you are not supposed to be twerking. If you are at church, I shouldn't even have to say this, you should not be twerking. If you are at a funeral, you should not be twerking. You should not be twerking on the internet. I know y'all like say, oh, it's not real life. Bitch, it's going to become your life, because guess what? Nowadays, your Instagram page, your Facebook and all that is your portfolio. If a dude want to see, because nowadays, check your Instagram. If he want to see what you about, what you look like, how you dress when you outside of here, they're going your social media. Even jobs are going on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all this stuff to see. You feel me? They want to see what they getting into. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful with how you present yourself. We talked about this before, about it being your portfolio, about not having half-naked pictures, not having pictures with every nigga you dated, because then they're going to look down your pigeon, but then she done been with 5 niggas. I could date 5 niggas she fucked by just seeing that she got 5 pictures with different niggas. You know, she got five pictures. She got 5 dudes and different pictures, and she kissing on them. She done had 5 boyfriends she done posted on here, so I can date 5 niggas you fucked. Point blank, period. You had to be careful what you put yourself out there like. It ain't cute. Nothing about it is. It's tacky. So, just had to say that, okay? Now, the last thing I want to touch on is talking freely about your sexual activities. Now, the reason why I want to talk about this is because, like I said, on She Knows, I tell stories. I talk about sex sometimes. We do. But when I talk about sex, I'm not as detailed. Okay, and this is for content purposes, and I'm getting a check. That is different. There's people that tell stories and all types of stuff. Cool. But y'all be at a motherfucking restaurant. Y'all could be at a diner, at IHOP, at Denny's, just, yeah, bitch, and I sucked his dick, and da 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 da. I have seen a girl on Instagram, which I'm like, this is nobody's business. I don't even know why you're telling this. She was on Instagram on live. And she was talking about how she had a train on her, but she didn't call it a train. She called it a threesome. How she had a threesome with 2 men. And I just feel like that's nobody's business. And she was saying that she did that because she felt like she's a goddess and she should be pleasured by 2 men. Like, 2 men should be loving on her and this, this, and that. And I just felt like, why did you put that on Instagram? Why is that up there? That shit went viral. Why is that up there? Why do we need to know how many partners you had, how many people you fucked, how you was getting fucked, how you, what? It's just like, I don't even like saying, girl, we was fucking and da da da, and I was sucking his dick. And you never hear me go that vulgar. I might say something like rocking the mic or, you know, oh, we did the thing. You know what I'm saying? We did the ow. I might say something like that. I never go as in detail because it's just not ladylike. It's just some things that you're supposed to just keep to your motherfucking self. It's just some things that just shouldn't be out there. You get what I'm saying? I don't even talk to my homegirls about my sex life because I don't trust bitches, okay? But it's just some things that you should not put out there for the world. And it's just tacky. There's no other way to say it. It's just tacky. It's not ladylike. So today I want y'all to take accountability. Take a good look at yourself. Listen to what I have said. And check yourself before you wreck your motherfucking self. Okay? And if you don't want to, because you think I'm saying some bullshit, because I know that's how y'all be feeling. Just one day. Just one day. One day on God's green earth. Put on a dress. And don't do any of the things I just listed as tacky. And tell me how your day go. Tell me how you're treated. Tell me who you meet. And tell me if you get anything for free. Okay? Tell me who you meet. And tell me if you got anything for free. Period, bitch. Okay? So, yeah. That was part two of Be a Fucking Lady. I hope y'all found this entertaining, at least. And yeah, so as always, ladies, keep it clatchet. Now let's talk about that real quick. Clatchet means classy and ratchet. It does not mean tasteless. It does not mean tacky. It does not mean ghetto. It does not mean trashy. Ratchet means, you know, ratchet is, we might have our fun, we might go out, might be, oh girl, one, pop my lips, blah, 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 blah. We have our moments, we have our ratchet activities. But we're never tasteless. Never tasteless. Okay? All right. So as always, ladies, keep it clatchet. I look forward to hearing from you guys next time. Mwah. It's giving me. It's giving him. You fuck with a ball, it's giving me no. You sit in his game in a 25th row. I don't want to hear it. He flew you in spirit and you had to.